Welcome to the Rich Black Woman Podcast, where we empower you to be rich in mind, body, and bank. I'm Yaz, your host, and let's get into this week's episode. Hey, RBWs, welcome to another episode of the Rich Black Woman Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you all about securing the bag and leveraging the great resignation for your come up. Everyone has heard of the great resignation, basically the term that's being used all across the nation to describe this massive exodus and migration of workers and this return of workers' empowerment across the country. It's truly a workers' market where people are realizing their worth and they're taking that and they're going to other opportunities, new jobs, better compensation, better companies. So I want to know and I want to share with you all ways that you can leverage this for your own come up, and particularly for us as Black women, Black men, how we can utilize and leverage the great resignation to get that increase that you know that you're overdue on, or to make up for time loss where you know that you were not compensated fairly or equitably as your non-Black peers. And so how can you use this opportunity to increase your salary dramatically and be in a better position and for your career long term? So let's get into it. Since April, more than 4 million people have quit their jobs. And in fact, today, as of the end of July, there was a record-breaking 10.9 million jobs that were open at the end of July. And this is the most open jobs since we've been keeping record of job openings. And so the market is truly ripe and for you to leave and go to another destination of your choice, truly. Like in real estate, when there is a seller's market, which is currently the case, now we are in an employee market where the tables have turned and employees are realizing that they add value and that they're valuable and they bring a skill set to an employer. And so I want you to take on that mindset that you have something to give to an employer, that you bring value, and there's a price for that value, and that you should be compensated with such. And so as you evaluate this opportunity to perhaps move into another position, really take a step back to figure out and to understand what is it that you want in the next opportunity. Write down what you want. Make the vision plain. Write down what you want from a salary aspect. Write down what you want from a work-life balance aspect. Write down what you want from a culture perspective. What type of company do you want? Do you want a company that is global? Do you want a company in a certain industry? Do you want certain types of flex time? Do you want or need certain types of health insurance and medical benefits, investment opportunities in terms of employee stock purchase opportunities? Is there equity that you can ask for, or restricted stock units that you can ask for? Any of these things that make a better package for you? Is there a signing bonus that you can ask for because workers are in demand? And then evaluating and making sure that you understand as well what the going rate is for that particular job that you are wanting to secure. So doing your pre-market research, and one of the ways that you can do this very efficiently is if you are beginning to look to make sure that you have a very up-to-date current LinkedIn profile, and to turn on that button that basically is shown to recruiters looking for people, but it isn't shown to the world. It's kind of like a secret signal, a secret Batman sign in the sky to let recruiters know, hey, I'm interested in perhaps moving on to new opportunities, and they will begin to inbox you. And that can be a great way for you to facilitate your pre-market research of what you should be asking for, even if you're not necessarily interested in that particular job opportunity from that recruiter that reaches out to you. You have the opportunity to ask very specifically and pointedly, what is the salary for this opportunity? And what are the additional compensation opportunities? Is there a bonus involved? What are the benefits, etc.? And in this market, recruiters are completely understanding that those are the driving points. And so don't feel shy about just coming out with, you know, saying thank you for the opportunity, just to make sure that we are aligned on what this opportunity may be. And if it's a good fit for us mutually, can you share more details around the total compensation, what the benefits look like? Is this a remote opportunity? Is there whatever benefits you want? You know, are you planning on going back to school? Is there educational reimbursement? What's the culture like? You know, are there affinity groups? You know, is this a safe environment for you as a person of color? You may not ask that directly, but there are other opportunities to ask questions like, what's their value for, you know, diversity and inclusion, and what is the landscape look like? Checking out their website, things like that, to really give you a sense and a feel. And this is as much an interview of them as it is of you as well. And so, you know, you have the power, and really you have the power to change the dynamic as well, because they want you and they've come to you. And so really leverage that to your advantage. Now, I did want to speak about, you know, where the money resides or where the new opportunities really are. And what we're seeing is that 3.6 more healthcare employees quit their jobs this year than in the previous year. And tech also led in the number of resignations. And there was an increase of about 4.5% in resignations in the tech field. We know that with the pandemic, a lot more folks who were in the healthcare field on the front lines have reassessed and maybe, you know, suffering from burnout or just looking for different employers or different cultures to move to. But these are also two industries that have the most growth potential and are accelerated in their growth over the next decades, right? We know that healthcare is booming and tech essentially is fueling healthcare growth as well, and vice versa. So if you're looking to get into tech, now is a great opportunity and time to do that. And if you're looking to get into healthcare, now is a great opportunity and time to get into healthcare. There's also a mass exodus of folks, baby boomers, who are retiring and who want to retire as a result of the pandemic, and really just making sure that they enjoy life and wanting to, enjoy that retirement. And so folks have left and there's new opportunity because folks are retiring. So what that means is that there are a lot of great roles within healthcare that you might consider. And if it's not for you, you know that we really are about making sure that we understand where the growth opportunities are for women of color. And I want to share some of the top fastest growing healthcare jobs in the healthcare industry and what their salaries are, in case it's for you or someone you know or your children, and giving them that guidance and that prompting so that they can be in high earning careers. So number one on the list is actually nurse practitioners. And we know that nurse practitioners have been central to the ongoing pandemic and also will continue to play an important role in healthcare. And that is because nurse practitioners can do a lot. They can write prescriptions just like doctors can, and they're very well educated and well versed in similar ways to physicians. Folks sometimes even see their nurse practitioners annually before they might see an MD. And we know that there's limited amounts of MDs, physicians, so nurse practitioners get the job done just as well. They are going to experience just that industry alone 52% growth over the next 10 years, and that's by 2030. We'll see 52% growth, and the median salary for a nurse practitioner is $111,000. Again, $111,000, and that's just the median pay. So that means that there's, opportunity 50% above that as well, depending on what state you go to. Another great field is occupational therapy. And occupational therapy assistants are going to see 36% increase over the next 9 years in that industry. So it's definitely growing demand there. And the median pay there is $63,000. Not a bad, entry level salary. So, and in a lot of places across the country, that's a great salary. Perhaps not in my home state of California, but probably everywhere else outside of California and New York, you'd be doing well. And then right behind that, we've got physical therapy assistants. Also an aging population, a lot of folks are going to need to be able to be reconditioned as a result of COVID. Physical therapy is always a booming industry, and that is going to grow by 35%. Let's see, what else? Physician assistants. So physician assistants really align up there with advanced level, healthcare professionals. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants are side by side. And physician assistants, actually, their median income is a little bit higher than a nurse practitioner. And again, they do a lot of things similar to your MD, your physician. Physician assistants do as well, and they can write prescriptions likewise. The median pay salary is $115,000 for a physician assistant. And it doesn't take all that much time outside of your bachelor's degree and then going into a physician assistant school and program. And so that means less time and less debt, because who wants that? Speech language pathologists. So I remember as a young child, I actually had to go to a speech specialist because I have a lisp. I think I still do. And that field is growing by nearly 29%. Median pay for a speech language pathologist is over $80,000. So not too shabby. And then following that, just a little up from that salary, are genetic counselors, experiencing a 26% increase over the next 9 years. And the median pay for a genetics counselor is $85,000. Not too shabby at all. So what this means is you're going to see a lot of opportunity and growth within healthcare. And it's not just the straight, things that we know, like physician assistants or nurse practitioners, but there are other careers that sound really interesting, like a genetic counselor. Like, that sounds really interesting. Probably dealing with fertility. And even as we get more advanced, we're getting biotech companies with the ability to understand your DNA and then be able to understand what diseases in the future you might get or be susceptible to, and be able to give you certain remedies for that. So healthcare and tech is definitely where it's at, folks. And leverage this great resignation for your benefit. I know it might seem scary. It might be a risk, but it's going to be a risk that's going to pay off, especially if you're not in a good environment. If all signs are pointing go, and things will be better on the other side of it. And you know what? You're not wed to any one particular company. You don't have to be at that company for forever, but look for the right opportunity, do some informational interviews, check out what's on LinkedIn, and get in the mix and make sure that you turn this great resignation into your great come up. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Rich Black Woman podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Rich Black Woman. Until we meet again, live richly. Well, that's a wrap, RBWs. Thank you for listening to the Rich Black Woman podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you like what you heard and you want more of it, please subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, live richly.